For our Seahawks fans out there, this year's Super Bowl matchup between the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons may be hard to watch for a number of reasons, but it's not all bad, as we hear from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel and 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
For Seahawks fans, the Super Bowl matchup has some aggravating aspects as well as a point of pride. Art, let's start with what's aggravating.
Well, I have a solution for the aggravation. What I'd like to point out is that the Seahawks are the only team in the NFL to have beaten both the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. It showed the maddening inconsistency of the Seahawks, and I think inconsistency drives fans crazier than anything,
right,
because they were able to beat the Patriots in New England 31-24, and then they also beat the Falcons 26-24 at the Clink. So they have shown this season that they had championship-caliber games in them and talent, but they couldn't sustain it. They were losing to the Rams and tying the Arizona Cardinals when they were terrible. And any number of losses here that were winnable games because the talent was there. And clearly the Seahawks were young in several key positions. They also had a lot of injuries that they don't ever want to use as an excuse. But I will say they are, in fact, reasons why they don't play well. The other aggravating aspect, of course, it's the Patriots.
Right.
I think the wound is still fresh from 2 years ago when the Patriots beat the Seahawks in a game the Seahawks had won up until the final 30 seconds and the play that shall not be mentioned. That, I think, coupled with, you know, the frustration of the season might make this a tough watch.
Well, on a happier note, Falcons head coach Dan Quinn is the former Seahawks defensive coordinator, so Seahawks fans can root for him. This is his third Super Bowl appearance in 4 years.
Right. He was with the Seahawks in their back-to-back Super Bowl appearances, the second one, of course, against the Patriots. And he wasn't that well-known, but certainly the players, staff really liked him. They were all happy for him getting the head coaching job in Atlanta. And here he is in his second year in the Super Bowl. It speaks well to the Pete Carroll coaching tree. And he is emulating the Seahawks' philosophy in a lot of ways. He actually beat them with it when the playoffs came, and Atlanta thoroughly dominated the Seahawks in that second-round playoff game. So, you know, if there's any reflected pride in what Quinn is doing, I think Seahawks fans might be eager to pull for him.
Well, speaking of pulling for one team or another, how do you think the game will go?
Well, I have said all along, and I'm sticking with it, that as much as I and the rest of America outside of New England want to see the Patriots lose in an inglorious, miserable, wretched fashion, I think they're probably going to prevail, simply because Bill Belichick, the head coach, has done it again with putting together a team solid on both sides that's able to take advantage of Tom Brady's incredible career, and they are certainly playing with a little bit of an extra mat on because Brady missed the first four games of the season due to a suspension from Deflategate, that onerous episode of deflating footballs that Roger Goodell triumphed with. And so the one thing I think a lot of people might be pulling for is to see Roger Goodell hand the Lombardi Trophy to Robert Kraft, the owner, and Brady, the quarterback, and Belichick, the coach, all of whom feel injured by Goodell's ruling. But I think they have the team, they have the coach, they have the experience to take advantage of Atlanta's youth, and I see something like a 31-28 win by the Patriots.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we dig big clams. 88.5 KNKX, dig it on knkx.org and NPR1.